We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Switzerland doesn't like to be known as money laundering land and has new rules to make it harder to hide ill-gotten gains. I'm David Brancaccio. First, using the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation just out, prices in America went up 3.3% in the year through July. That's an increase when annualized from June. This is the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, and if you know what to look for, there's evidence of stickiness for inflation, the sort likely to linger in a corrosive way. Diane Swonk is the chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right. I look at this PCE core data and only see a little bit of an increase from June into July. How do you look at it?
You have to squint, but you have to look at what's going on both in goods and services. Now, the service sector is a dominant sector in the U.S. economy, and it's also less sensitive to interest rate hikes than big ticket items like vehicle prices, appliances, anything you have to finance out there. Well, sure enough, goods prices actually declined during the month, and we spent a lot more money. We were out spending money like crazy in the month of July, and our saving rate plummeted during the month of July because we dipped into savings to keep spending going. Core services, which strips out those shelter costs and housing energy costs and gets really down to the underlying inflation that the Fed is most worried about getting sticky, it picked up to 0.5% in the month. That's the highest pace since February. And we look at it all different ways. And what it does suggest is no matter how you cut it, it's looking very sticky. And this is what the Federal Reserve Chairman warned about in Jackson Hole when he talked about the economy accelerating over the summer and increasing the risk that the Fed may have to raise rates yet again, as that acceleration could undo some of the progress they had made on inflation. And today's data is one piece of data in that direction. Not a rate hike in September, but he punted and left the door open for a rate hike in November, and that probability just went up with today's data.
All right, so to recap, for those who really lay awake at night worried about inflation, this keeps them worried.
Exactly. Any consumer out there can see it, even as things like prices at the pump have come off the scorching hot highs of a year ago. Price levels are still elevated, but also consumers are paying for services and they notice it. They see that service sector prices are not coming down as rapidly as they like. And that's what the Fed's worried about. They want to be able to restore more purchasing power to consumers. The good news is a lot of goods prices are finally coming out of those supply chain problems we saw during the pandemic and coming off the highs we saw. But the underlying service sector, that's where you worry about it lingering the most, and that's what we're seeing today.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at KPMG, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Switzerland is trying to crack down on tax dodgers, other criminals, and sanction rich Russians who use the Swiss financial system to hide their money. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Yeah, David, this is potentially a big change for Switzerland. Its government wants to set up a new central registry. It won't be public, but it will be accessible to law enforcement, and it will detail who the owners of companies and trusts are. These are legal entities that can shield the true beneficiaries of assets. The proposed rules would also add new burdens on lawyers and consultants that set up holding companies and trusts or who arrange real estate deals. They would have to conduct due diligence, just as banks do, which means making sure they know who the beneficial owners are of these entities, evaluate risk of criminal activity, and report suspicious transactions to authorities.
And some of the new urgency here is Russia's war on Ukraine.
Right. It's the latest thing to shine an unflattering light on Switzerland's reputation for banking secrecy, and it has to do with sanctions evasion. There was thought to be some $200 billion of Russian wealth hidden in Switzerland as of early last year, and a lot of that has been hard to find. And if you remember, in February of last year, there was a whistleblower leak alleging the now-defunct Credit Suisse for decades helped human rights abusers and other criminals hide money. Switzerland has been under pressure to clean all of this up, and Swiss banks do now exchange account information with foreign entities. But this exchange, if you will, David, has been like Swiss cheese, lots of holes to take advantage of, and the proposed new rules would plug some of these holes, David.
Marketplace's Novo Safo. We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
This week, Best Buy reported its sales were down more than 6% in the spring compared to the same quarter a year ago. Demand for consumer electronics has been falling over the last couple of years, in large part because many bought the gizmos they needed early in pandemic. Best Buy's boss, however, thinks this year is a low point for electronics and that things will turn. Here's Marketplace's Justin Ho.
It's true that people aren't spending as much on computers this year as they are on traveling or eating out. But Andrew Sicilla with Alex Partners says there's still demand for electronics that fit into a more outdoor economy, like smartwatches, for instance.
Devices that are wearables that are helping individuals lead a better health and wellness lifestyle.
Sicilla says demand for electronics could eventually surge, since devices people bought earlier in the pandemic aren't going to last forever.
So it could be a matter of they're staying with the same product and replacing it, or they're looking at new products and making the upgrades.
That said, consumers are still grappling with inflation. Mikiko Kitagawa, an analyst at Gartner, says people probably aren't prioritizing any device upgrades right now.
Meaning that, you know, I used to upgrade my device every 4 years or 3 years, maybe stretch to the 5 years.
Still, Kitagawa says people started relying on their devices a lot more during the pandemic, and many of those habits aren't going away. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
And the Wall Street Journal is reporting that both the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission are now investigating how Tesla used company money on a glass building in Austin, Texas. The paper says Tesla's board members had quietly ordered their own investigation into whether Project 42 was mainly a house for CEO Elon Musk and whether Musk knew about it. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.